From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish leaders reported some success as Iraqi forces launched an offensive to take the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says Iraqi and Kurdish forces are, in his words, ahead of schedule so far.
We are confident, no matter what, however, that the Iraqis have the capabilities to get this job done, and we stand ready to support them along with the rest of the coalition. It is in our interest that they succeed, and we will do what we can to help them.
Meanwhile, diplomatic tensions have erupted again between the governments of Iraq and Turkey over the operation in Mosul. Dorian Jones reports.
As the military offensive to recapture Mosul from Islamic State militants began, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan launched a verbal salvo against Baghdad, demanding a role in the offensive.
Ne diyorlar? Türkiye Musul'a girmesin.
He said why Turkey should not enter Mosul. Turkey, he said, has a 350-kilometer border with Iraq, but others who have nothing to do with the region are entering the city. Baghdad has ruled out any Turkish role. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Prime Minister al-Badi has promised only regular government forces will enter Mosul, but leaders of Shiite militias are on record as saying they will be part of the liberation of the city. Some Shiites are even threatening to attack U.S. special forces and military advisors. The Russian Defense Ministry says Russian and Syrian forces are preparing an 8-hour humanitarian pause in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Speaking to reporters Monday in Moscow, Lieutenant General Sergei Rodskoy said that Russian and Syrian forces will halt their fighting in the area of Aleppo on October 20th for the free passage of civilians. This is VOA News.